Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Time Spent Poorly Show with your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron. Here's a quick clip from tonight's show to whet your appetite.
Our dad talks regularly about wanting to go to Africa to kill some great big weird animal just because it's a big weird animal to kill.
Other animals on the planet don't do that. He doesn't want to do it with a knife, though.
No.
Those are two different things.
Yes.
I would respect.
Well, I would respect the fuck out of that.
Going over there and doing it with a knife.
Yeah, man. I would respect that.
Because you're not going to win that for one.
But again.
That's just one less person, not one less lion.
You've sealed your face.
And that's the difference where it's like, well, does it really matter if we kill the whales?
Wow. This really sounds like it's going to be the best show. Better than anyone we've done before or anything we can do afterward. In the history of the program! You mark my words. We know there's all sorts of better ways you can be spending your time, so thanks for spending yours, albeit poorly, with us. If you want to learn more about who we are, go to timespentpoorly.com. Everything you need to know, whether it's accessing past episodes, future live broadcasts, or other shows on our network, it's all right there. There's also a link to our Patreon if you find yourself compelled to support one of your favorite shows, hosted by any of these nobodies from the Pacific Northwest. Well, gentlemen, I'm not here, but you are, so let's get it on! Without further delay, please welcome your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron!
Consciousness on the subatomic level.
Oh, yeah.
The subatomic consciousness. Not just the sub...
I didn't bother to look into this. Can you tell me about it?
Well, I have a theory that consciousness actually has mass. Now, things that have mass has an effect on what your time scale, I would say. So, like, scientists just recently discovered a couple years ago that flies see in slow motion. Now, if you can see in slow motion, that means your consciousness would be smaller in mass than the consciousness around you. Does that make any sense?
It does.
Because of the time dilation. So if you look at an ant kind of scurries on his way, but at the conscious level of the ant, he might be a tank going slow. Mm. That's maybe why an ant can lift, you know, 50 times its weight, because it's not built to be fast, but, you know, slow. And if you think of, like, at consciousness at, say, like, at the sun's level, like, you would actually be able to see the planets going around you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So at a subatomic level, I mean, it happens in, like, nanoseconds. Nanoseconds when, like, at the giant atom smasher in Geneva, whatever it's called, LCM, whatever.
The Large Hadron Collider.
It just happened in a microsecond, but at a conscious level, that could be what our universe looks at, like, right now.
I see what you're saying.
In a standstill. So, consciousness has mass.
That would explain the... I mean, it's been proven and disproven, but people were trying to... I don't remember who it was, but there was a doctor that was trying to prove... It was like the 21 grams theory, that your body loses 21 grams the moment that you die. Their theory was that 21 grams was your soul, and they were trying to extrapolate... Basically similar to what your consciousness theory is.
Which isn't even an ounce.
An actual weight.
It's like 8 ounces or 8 grams shy of an ounce.
Yeah, it's a very, very minimal.
How much is that in gold, though?
It's a very, very minimal thing, but
do all souls weigh 21?
The idea of consciousness having mass would lend credence to that theory, because there's, you know, conflicting reports on it, but there are some studies shown that it does. It's a weird thing that happens, like moment of death.
Yeah.
And then one thing to think of too.
Huds has a fat soul.
When you're born, you're a baby, you know, you're limited on, you know, the interactions you've had in the outside world. So these are things you're thinking over and over and over and over again. So, like, as a small conscious, you know, your world is very small because you've only seen so much. And as your consciousness grows, it gains mass. So, like, when you were young, fuck, it took forever for Christmas to come or your birthday. But now they're, you know, they're freaking flying over your shoulder like nothing happens. And that's
right.
The size of your consciousness grows. So, like, as enlightenment, you know, that's everything goes so fast, you just say, fuck it.
Everything look zooms at old people by.
And how slow they go. I mean, Jesus, that's hell in itself, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah. The size of your consciousness. How big is your consciousness?
Not big enough.
God, some days it's too big.
Yeah, there's those days when the consciousness, like my consciousness, is just like, what is it even for? What am I like? I think those are like suicidal thoughts, but yeah, I mean, like, what is it even like you just kind of go through those things where you're like, at the end of the day, and it's kind of like your tenure garden comment earlier. It's like we're all gonna die at some point.
Yeah.
Is this the end or is it not the end? What does but what does this matter? I guess it matters to the extent that you do something with it for now.
What matters
now? But does it?
Like 100 years from now.
Right.
Who cares?
Exactly.
And that's it says a lot like how that makes you feel.
When John Kerry went crazy like a couple years ago, he's like, nothing matters except right now.
Right.
And I got that. That actually made sense, even though he looked kind of weird and shit.
Well,
right now, as the observer, the only thing that matters is right now.
Exactly. It's the only thing you have. It's the only thing anybody has is right now. Because you can't prove that anything happened, even the beginning of this conversation.
Right. Well, you can prove it because it's recorded, but you have to watch it. But nobody knows. But like, you have to like work to prove it.
But even that's
but then you're reliving it.
It's not proof.
And then it's the now, and that's the new now.
The new now is the only thing you have actual proof of.
Because you're showing them that now.
Exactly.
We're looking at now. When do we get to then? Soon. Right.
And that's
we can't go back. We passed it.
And at some point, the media crashes through.
I always drink coffee when I watch Radar. You know that.
You all know that. Of course we do, sir.
Fuck, nothing ever works in this.
But a lot, it can tell you.
It was a D-rated movie, and they said fuck in that movie.
Yeah, you can get away with.
Fuck, even in the future, nothing works.
Get away with one of them.
But your answer to that, or your reaction to that question or that idea says a lot about you to yourself. Like, in 100 years, nothing you're doing right now matters.
Right.
How does that make you feel? Does that terrify you? Or does that free you?
But there is a domino effect that could happen, but it doesn't matter now.
Right.
100 years.
Does that free you? Or does that make you feel like hopeless?
Yeah,
right.
And
I think that's why people work to.
Free.
That's why people work to raise their children, though, is because they try to impart some sort of wisdom that can be carried on to the next generation, so that 100 years from now, some version of yourself resonates somewhere along the way, whether it's small or minuscule or not at all. But you want to try to have some
kind of genetic memory thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at a lot of things, like some adopted children, and they turn out just like their birth parents, no matter what they get adopted into.
Right. There's no nature nurture.
And then you look at others and they turn out like their adopted family was their birth family.
Right.
Like you couldn't tell any difference. And so like how much of what you do right now even affects.
That's true.
Isn't it? And
but you'll have
no idea. So what you do now absolutely doesn't matter.
Joe, repeat that.
I said, I mean, you're a product of your environment. I mean, when you come into this world, you're a blank DVD. And every input that you get from the world, outside world, you repeat that in your mind over and over and over. And then because you have only lived so long. So you're a product of your environment. Everybody comes from the same slice of the God light, as I should say, of consciousness. We're all the same consciousness. We're just a product of our environment. Our environment, shit.
Just a big lump of tissue collectively bound by our individual experiences.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly it, the environment piece, because you can do all you can, all you want to
now maybe some genetic memory may
push on.
Well, there's definitely proof
to impart with your children. Like, say you raise the best kid in the world, grows up, and he has kids, but something he does imprints on that kid or those kids, and that kid grows up to be a fucking serial killer.
Yep.
You don't know.
Yep.
So, I mean, and we were talking about this the other day with, like, past girlfriends and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, what kind of dynamic was there during an impressionable time in that person's life that kind of, like, helped set the tone for what their life would be going forward.
And other studies show that after the age of 7, they learn more. Between 7 and 18, they learn more from their friends than they do their family. Mm-hmm. And so after that, it really doesn't matter where they end up. You know, like everything you did from birth to 7, okay. But then there's others where none of that matters at all. And everything is I mean, like, you separate that kid from their birth
subjective
family
to
and
the
they
individual.
End up exactly like their birth family, even though they never met them.
Right.
So really, nothing you do matters. Nothing. It's awesome. It's freeing.
That's true.
It's so wildly freeing. Like, oh, I fucked up today. But whatever.
So you can be Robert Duvall's character in Sling Blade all day long and it won't matter.
I mean, hopefully not.
Maybe not.
I mean, hopefully you're not a shithole.
We're burying babies in boxes.
But I mean, you... I'm not excusing, like, horrible behavior, but it's like, you know, you fuck up one day, it's not the end of the world.
Right.
Like,
it's a life lesson.
I mean, it's take your daughter.
As a parent,
when she
I'm incredibly
fell,
fallible. Yeah.
When she slipped and fell, she was like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
That's the attitude you need to have.
Because, oh, yeah.
Because sometimes we slip and fall. Listen to me sounding all fucking hopeful. I'm not
Dude,
the hopeful
was,
guy on this show.
Say, why are you reading my lines on the script but, here? Because holy shit.
But that's like, that's how you, that's.
You sound like me more than I think you maybe ever have. Having a daughter has changed you, sir.
Have you seen the eyes on that little girl? She
like,
looks up at me.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
She's the best thing that kids ever happened to anybody.
Kids are good.
And she happened to me.
This is about the color I expected the amber ale to be.
Yeah, that's a still proper amber. I can see you
I'm
through that.
I'm trying to decide if I need Ooh, to have red. One more or not.
But
we're at what? What is it? 9? Yeah. I
can yeah, more. she is one hell of a little girl.
Congratulations.
So everybody, but I will say everybody tends to favor their kids more than other kid like other kids.
Oh yeah,
because I have my daughter on a pedestal, and I know other parents that have their daughters on pedestals, and I know their daughters, and I'm like, she's kind of a piece of shit.
Oh yeah, oh I am totally blinded by my children.
Yeah,
both of them.
Mine punch me.
And I won't even pretend otherwise. Oh, yeah, she scratches my face when she's mad.
They're I evil. Won't. I mean, first they're ugly, and then they're kind of, like, cool for a bit, and then they get attitude.
Then they start losing teeth, and they look stupid.
And my daughter's got a front tooth that's coming in real slow behind the other one.
Then
so
they get
a little
older,
uneven.
And they get stupid. They look stupid, then they get stupid.
And they're supposed, genetically, they're supposed to be better than us.
That stopped.
To, you know, to continue, you know, that's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell your.
Darwinism.
The Flynn effect is what you're talking about. Every generation up until the 1980s, 1990, that group was the last one. They tapered off and they've stopped.
95, yeah. Well, it's like.
Explain this. You gotta.
We're no longer. We haven't talked about this on the show.
We haven't.
No, we talked about it personally, but not on the show.
The Flynn effect.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Or if we talked about it, we didn't talk about it for long.
But the next.
Essentially, it's like the 10% gain every year or every generation.
Every generation is 10% smarter than the generation that came before it.
Well, eventually, that I mean, there was that was eventually going to plateau anyway.
You would think, and it did. That's the same thing
Attenborough said about the population. The population's eventually going to hit its.
Yeah, it's supposed to peak in like 9.8 billion, I think.
And then it will just kind of.
It'll hit what it literally can withstand. Sustain.
Yeah, yeah.
It will hit that. It won't hit that point in our lifetime. It's honestly pretty fucking close right now.
Close.
I don't think we'll get there in our lifetime.
It's supposed to be about 10, like just under 10 billion.
But it's at that point that we're supposed to start making, like, we need to start fucking thinking about
leaving the planet.
Technology and we're already advancing.
Thinking about it.
Yeah. Right. Well, we've been thinking about it for 50 years. It's just we've been kind of like,
pussyfooting around.
Hey, look at our spaceship we built in 1968.
Have you noticed that this year? Keep building some new ones.
Make some cooler ones.
We've been sending up like 5 rockets a week.
Really?
Since this fucking COVID thing started. They've just been shooting up satellites. SpaceX has sent like 15 fucking rockets to Mars.
Oh, wow.
Like, stuff's been going.
Elon Musk, I'm happy that he's around because he's actually kind of motivated and he's got the money to do it.
Do you see that other thing? SpaceX is promising weapon delivery within an hour anywhere on the planet. That's another thing their satellites have been shooting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
He made a promise to the Pentagon last week.
That's, reminds me of the Winter Soldier.
It's refreshing.
So,
helicarriers that hover the Earth and fucking boop, you're dead.
So let's slow down on our dick rubbing of Elon Musk.
I don't necessarily agree with, some of the stuff that he I hear
motherfucker had SpaceX, me at flamethrowers by mail but
not a flamethrower.
I don't know, that's my favorite human invention.
It's right up there.
Just a flamethrower,
the very fucking concept of a flamethrower. Like, somebody just looked at another dude and was like, hey Ron, see that guy over there? That guy needs to be on fire, Ron.
I wish I didn't have to go all the way over there to set him on fire. Yeah, man. I don't know.
That's the best idea anybody
basically
ever had.
Until we can make the fridge apparatus that the Jetsons had, where you just push a button and your meal pops out, whatever it is
the
that you want.
The food-a-rack-a-cycle.
Thank you. Until we can make that, the flamethrower is really like the pinnacle of human invention.
Yeah, Jetsons had so much great shit, but their TVs were still garbage.
I know. I didn't like their TV phone either.
No. Bullshit.
Jetson!
That
fuck you, Mr. Spacely. I'll punch you in your little face.
That show.
You little dwarven cocksucker. You and Cogswell can go fuck each other.
Cogswell Cogs, because cogs are the most important thing on the planet. we need fucking cogs, and we need sprockets, and we're going to build floating cities.
Could be that simple.
Well, you never know. That could be running the whole fucking operation.
Hey, you know, there's a lot to be said for the simplest answer being the right answer sometimes.
We're just a cog in the machine, man.
All of us.
Indeed.
I always like the theory that was the same world as the Flintstones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were just above
the
clouds
and
the Flintstones.
They made the movie where they met them.
No, they time traveled.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they said.
But they have no way of knowing that.
Think they were just in the sky? The Jetsons were just in the sky.
I think both Hannah and Barbara were fucking liars. That's what I think.
Yeah, dude.
The Flintstones just had
the planet. Where else are they gonna go?
I think time travel's a goddamn.
When you live
farce.
On the planet, your bones are more dense.
Doc Brown was crazy. He was just feeding uranium to dogs
because of gravity.
Gravity and cocaine.
Feeding uranium.
Big
to
ankle
dogs.
Bones.
That's fucking great.
I was just free associating there. I'm sorry. That was bonkers. Where were we? Oh, hey, this I've been trying to mention this for a minute. Did I send you that picture of where the world population would fit if everybody lived in a city the size of, or a city the density of New York? Not the size of New York, the density of New York.
No.
The whole world's population could fit in Texas if everybody lived in a city that was the density of New York.
Oh, you didn't send that, no.
Oh.
That's insane.
It is, isn't it?
Wow.
Delaware is not even a state.
Wow.
Think about that. Because you guys were talking about how, you know,
we're
fucking up the planet, yada, yada, yada.
If we all relocated to Texas, we could put things back, as Attenborough puts it.
Well,
so if we started building those, like, sleep pod hotel things that they have in Asia, where you just, you don't even have a bedroom, you just have a communal area, and then you go into a little hole in the wall and sleep.
New York doesn't have to do that.
No.
Well, no, I'm saying we could take this to the next level. We could fit these motherfuckers in Delaware.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you went coffin apartment, but if you think about that, you could relocate, and you wouldn't even have to do the whole planet that way, because they did, like, oh, here's the population density of Houston. If it was the population density of
Houston. What about all the carbon dioxide, though, concentrated in that area?
I don't think it would matter if we left the fucking Amazon alone.
That's true.
Because
it's going to compensate, yeah.
What? Somebody was talking about.
That's why we're wearing masks, because we got to get used to that shit.
We got to get used to it.
We're conditioning. That's what it is.
It's a conditioner.
That could be, too.
You never know. You never know what
all these people are moving out of California right now, moving to Texas.
I think if we spread out instead of living on top of each other,
that would be better. Yeah, there's
absolutely would be better.
There's part, but people wouldn't like it. Nobody, people in Idaho like their acreage.
Would you
notice?
Long
expanses of land.
I wouldn't notice.
They say they would, but I really sincerely wonder how much they would.
I would be happy with 3 acres. Personally.
I wouldn't be upset with that.
I lived on 3 acres growing up as a kid. My parents lived like 3.5 acres of land on, like, and like an acre and a half or 2 acres of it was like the woods. And that was like a perfect little area. It wasn't big, but it wasn't small either. Yeah. It was big, like, enough that you could, you didn't have your neighbors right on top of you.
0.13.
Yeah, I think we're at like 0.67 here.
And that's plenty.
That's like, sounds like Russia.
I've got a great big shop. I've got my house. I've got a fine driveway. Enough room for, you know, 5 people and a dog.
Yeah. See, this is where I get on board with the idea of like redistribution of wealth, but only I think of it as land.
Oh, yeah.
Like I think everybody should have like their own like piece of land that they can do what they want with, and not have neighbors like right on top of them if they don't want to. I'm pretty antisocial. Like, this is about as social as I get.
So when I get elected in 2024,
yeah,
and I'm serious about the one nation under my heel thing, I'm going to annex Brazil. This is going to be my running slogan, and I'm going to execute everyone in that country who doesn't agree with the stop the slash and burn. Because you know what they're doing? They're just making land for cattle to graze on. Fuck you. Fuck you, cattle rancher.
Yeah.
You want to kill the planet's lungs so you can grow a couple of methane farting cows? Fuck you, bullet to the head.
Well, fuck, we're on the cusp of being able to manufacture meat in a science in a lab now.
Oh, the UN wants to bark at genocide? Fuck you, UN. Bullet to the head. Everybody. Everybody who argues with America gets shot in the face. That's my slogan. I bet you I get elected. I won't do that. My campaign promise is bunk. But that's my running platform. I'm not going to genocide anybody.
I'm going to make America the number one country in the world again by killing all the other countries.
How did you make America number one? By making it the only one. That's my other slogan.
There you go.
This is going to... Can you make me
make
some...
America, make America
some
the only one.
Posters
make
shit?
America the only one.
Ron's going to be my minister of propaganda.
Don't make America number one. Make it the only one. There you go. That's it right there.
And I'm only on the ticket in Idaho, but by God, I'm going to win Idaho.
That's it
right there. Oh, my God. One nation under my heel. God, I love that slogan.
I... Actually, I do too. It's really, really great. Like, it's really great.
The Chris Tatership.
Hudstopia. Chris Tatership. That should be a hashtag.
I'm telling you, dude. It's going to be the worst. It's going to be the ugliest fucking social media campaign that anyone has ever run.
They'll write books about it later. You fucking bet your ass. Hey. I might write a book about it. Just like my firsthand experience involved in the worst presidential campaign in history.
I'm gonna laugh just like that the whole campaign too, and then I'm gonna go back to normal when it's over.
During the first debate, candidate Huddleston cackled maniacally while twirling his fingers, saying, "What exactly do you think you'll do about it?"
While explaining the Brazil plan, he took his whole 10 minutes of debate time talking about genocide.
They asked him about his opinion on Big Pharma, and he just launched into this tangent about killing everyone in Brazil.
I know a couple of Brazilians. I'm okay with it.
Representative Gabbard cried.
Oh, man.
You say Big Pharma, and he's like, farm? Like cattle farms? Yeah.
Like big
Monsanto?
Farmers?
Fuck.
Monsanto? Stop burning the rainforest. I'll feed you to the fucking leopards. Dude,
again, I to go back to what I was saying earlier about the, you know, similar to the kids stuff, the burning the rainforest is the same thing. Like, you really need to be told not to do that? Like,
It's absurd that I have to make a fucking genocide joke.
It's I don't know, man. It's just one of those things that I'm just like, really? How do we all collectively
go along with this? In the 70s, when people are still killing whales.
Yeah.
And like, I was watching video
footage from that.
Yeah.
And like, the rhinos and elephants and stuff. Like, but it makes such a pretty necklace.
All these
granola people
protesting. They're like, please stop killing the whales. And it's like, you're like, yeah, stop killing the whales.
Well, yep. But the other question is, why? What do whales do?
Right. Well, apparently.
The thing is, it's like a keystone species type thing. Yeah, okay. it's when you...
The turtle that breathes our oxygen.
When you go down the... It's kind of the rabbit hole related to Jeff Goldblum's
character. It's like the coral reef dying and stuff like
that. In Jurassic Park. If the whales are supposed to die off, they'll die off. Yeah. If we kill them off, that disrupts the plan.
Right.
That disrupts the order.
Like,
yes,
are
it
we
does.
Not part of the plan?
That is the biggest. It's the one thing.
How do you know?
It's the one. It's
what
it's,
if there's a bigger plan?
It's the one thing that separates. Yes. Okay. So here,
it's an interesting argument.
Here's the thing.
It is, isn't it? Like, what if there's a bigger plan?
Yes.
What if the plan is for us to destroy the planet? And then...
Yeah, like, what if it was Earth plus plastic, like Carlin said?
So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's possible.
We don't know.
My argument...
Like, we're fucking stupid.
My argument is, and yes, it relates to why we're stupid, and it relates to our incessant need to meddle, but... People always use the argument about, like, oh, humans are the only other species on the planet that kill for sport. And it's like, no, we're not. But what we are...
House cats do,
is
too.
But what we are is the only species on the planet that mass kills for sport. You don't see... Because, yeah, cats kill birds. Cats kill mice. That's about it. Dogs kill cats. Dogs
but they
kill
don't
chickens.
Kill. They don't
That's
kill mouse.
It.
Mouse. Mouse.
You
mouse.
Don't. No.
Indoor
no.
outdoor cats.
No.
Indoor
no.
outdoor cats are the single worst species.
No.
Worse
no.
than humans.
No.
For
no.
their local.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying, Ward. What I'm saying is, yeah, they might kill some mice, and yeah, they might kill some birds, monkeys. Yeah, they might fucking get into a territory war with another tribe of monkeys.
Dolphins
but
might.
What
rape.
Humans do is they kill. Birds and fish and dogs and cats and this and that and this and that's the fundamental difference is we don't have like dogs kill cats because they're bred to do that.
We're all and Randy Orton.
We're indiscriminate.
We are all Randy Orton.
Like we'll kill it all. It's all fair game. Some of it's going to be food. Some of it's going to be fun. Some of it's going to be, you know, like, but it's we're all over the map on that. And that's why us disrupting it actually can have an effect is because there's nothing in humans should want to kill spiders. Humans right. should want to kill snakes. Oh, I saw my buddy on the other side of the village get bit by one of those and he died. So fuck that. Kill that thing. But that doesn't translate to, you know what I want to do with my tax return this year? I want to fly to Africa and I want to stab a fucking lion in the throat because, yeah, what a thrill. Because that's, people do that. Our dad talks regularly about wanting to go to Africa to kill some great big weird animal just because it's a big weird animal to kill. Other animals on the planet don't do that.
He doesn't want to do it with a knife, though.
No.
Those are two different things.
Yes.
I would respect.
Well, I would respect the fuck out of that.
Going over there and doing it with a knife.
Yeah, man. I would respect that. Because
you're not going to win that for one.
Yeah, but again.
That's just one less person, not one less lion.
You've sealed your face. And that's the difference where it's like, well, does it really matter if we kill the whales? Yeah, it does, because we don't have any. There is no ingrained genetic thing to us to do it. The closest thing that there is relates to the primal instinct of like the Eskimos and stuff, where they kill them and use them for blubber and food and so on and so forth. You know, they do the whole, we use the whole buffalo kind of thing. But
right. Again, we could spread this whole fucking thing across the tribe. That was the motivation there.
Completely separated from the white guy who lives in Idaho who wants to travel to Africa to kill a wild animal for literally no other reason.
From a half a mile away.
Literally no other reason than, man, I killed a fucking weird animal.
To get on Jimmy John's wall.
That's not, no other species on the planet does that.
But like if you fly to Africa to hunt a Cape buffalo with a spear and a dog, that shit's respectable.
Yes.
Like I'm down with that.
The guy I go back to, he's from around here. He's from Idaho, but he was on the Naked and Afraid.
I have a friend that goes and kills gophers for sport. But
I had a turp.
But they're fucking like rabbits.
When I was in the Army.
So there's no end to them. Like there's no danger.
What is it?
Gophers.
First.
Oh, yeah. Sport? And those things up.
Yeah. He reloads his own bullets all year long. Okay. Goes on. He's like, yeah.
I'm not sure if you and I are using the term sport, because when I think of going out and doing something for sport, I'm laughing and having a gay old time, and it's a fun, adventurous.
Gophers what are not you're, sport. What gophers
you're,
is
what you're talking about is like the equivalent to like extermination.
Well,
that's a different thing.
But it is.
Does he go out with his? Does he go out with his? Does he go out with his 22 and he just fucking? Oh, look at that one! Oh, bam!
No, he goes to like Eastern Montana and does it. So there's actually a plan.
What he's doing is a chore.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It's not like fun.
It's like borderline work. Yeah. See, when I think of a sport, I think of it as like a leisure activity.
Right.
Okay. See, that's, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Have you guys ever went hunting?
Yes. Thank you, Tori. Exploding varmints.
Yeah, I've been hunting.
Do yourself a favor, Ward, and go on YouTube and watch the early 1990s instructional home video called Exploding Varmints.
So
what it is described as a video that will teach you how to do what it is that your friend does. But what it actually is just like a half hour video of gophers exploding and a guy laughing over the top of it the whole time.
So I had to, when I was in the Army, we had an interpreter from Sudan, and he was using the Army's interpreter program as a way to become a citizen. And he talked about hunting Cape buffalo and how they did it traditionally. I don't know if he ever did it this way. It depended on how drunk he was, whether or not it was something that he had done himself or something his dad had done. He was 60 years old and just getting crazy intoxicated. But so these things, you would take and you and two dogs and your spear, and you'd go out after these motherfuckers. And the dogs were trained to go and latch onto that thing's balls.
See, I respect the hell out of that.
And you went and took that motherfucker out with a spear.
That I respect the hell out of that.
I'm okay with that. You hunt the fuck out of that guy.
I think that is...
Because that thing's got two great big spears of its own.
I think that is like the closest you can get to the true natural order of the planet.
And I'll bet that if you went out and did that, that the village could use most of that.
I'm trying to figure out what human that buffalo looks like.
It's not me.
Balls sticking out then?
No, I.
I wonder if you can find a picture of its balls.
Oh, please don't Google buffalo balls.
Don't do it. Do you still use Bing?
It's just what's there.
Dog latched to buffalo balls. Maybe they're like
eight buffalo balls. And it shows the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, what? Damn it.
Oh, because you put bills. That's why. Okay.
Oh,
no, there's a plate of wings.
Yeah, there you go.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Anyway.
Coming at you.
Anyway. So
anyway, yeah, there's a world of difference, because again, I don't think of hunting like gophers. I don't think of that as doing that for sport.
It isn't sport.
I think of that as like another chore that a farmer would do, in the same way that they would, you know.
Oh, well, it's an expedition. He goes out with like friends and stuff, and they go and do it. I mean, he does it for what would be quote unquote sport, but
like recreation.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't do it to keep them off of his property?
No, it's not property he owns. Yeah,
not,
that's fucking disturbing, dude.
Why is that disturbing?
I
don't know, man.
You're from Lewiston, Idaho, and you find that disturbing? There's people that do that on the weekends.
I do, man. Where
the population is just so uncontrolled. It would be like
that's like the he's not
doing anything.
Have you heard about those pigs down south?
I don't know.
Or not the javelinas. They're a new breed of pig.
I guess it would depend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's an invasive species. That
I guess it would.
You don't need a license anymore.
Oh man,
just gotta kill
helicopters.
Yeah.
Maybe it would largely depend on like maybe I'd have to see him
go
doing
over
it
there, or just go over there and see how the gophers
see how much enjoyment he's getting out of it.
Well, he's
have
like
you never seen Caddyshack.
The guy's like in his 70s.
It reminds
me. So I don't think he's over there going.
See, but like,
that's how you imagine.
That's how I imagine.
No,
it.
No, I think it's.
The only good varmint poontang is dead varmint.
I think of the old South Park episode with Pip, where it's the like the riff on Great Expectations, and the little girl is hooked up to the Genesis device at the end, and Pip is trying to prove that she's a good person by handing her a bag full of baby bunnies, and he's like, "You won't kill this baby bunny," and she just snaps its neck, and she proceeds to go through, and he's like, "23 baby bunnies, you wouldn't possibly mercilessly kill 23 baby bunnies." Like, I can't ever, and I'm not anti-hunting. I'm definitely pro Second Amendment, and I'm definitely not anti-hunting, but I can't ever envision a situation where I would think, like, it's Saturday. What should I do today? God, you know what sounds like fun? I want to go blow up a bunch of fucking gophers.
Well, he doesn't say it's Saturday and go drive across a fucking state, though. He's like, he makes plans for this.
Well, yeah,
I'm sure
he lets
the population rebuild, and
like,
then they kind of.
I don't know.
And then it's basically controlling the population. It's population control in a way. But it's like. They've become invasive in a way. It's like the rabbits in fucking Australia.
And there are two sides to that coin, because there are the guys that are out there doing it because they're an invasive species, and there are the guys that are out there doing it because it's the closest they can get to blowing a living thing up without getting in trouble for it.
I think for my guy, it's probably a combination of the two.
Oh, he's your guy now.
See, and it's just weird. I don't know, man. That just
no.
I'm not trying to pass judgment.
I'm not trying to make excuses for the gentleman.
Like, that's like the next step to. Well, I just snapped the dog's neck because I wanted to see what happened.
you love killing murderer.
Yeah, right? Like
it okay,
just,
it's me. I do it every.
You
no,
know, I don't know. And again, I'm not somebody who's anti-hunting because I'm totally pro-hunting. I don't consider that. Hunting. I just consider that, like I said, really, really toeing the line of being like, I can blow these fucking things up and I won't get in trouble for it. I can't do that to babies or something, but I can do it to gophers.
You can. It's just looked down upon.
Yeah, you know?
I don't think he's a Jeffrey Epstein of gophers.
He
fucks them first. He fucks them before he gives them to Moloch.
Like I said, watch Exploding Varmints and you'll understand what I'm talking about. The guy in Exploding Varmints, when they do the slow-mo instant replay of like, oh, look at how good we got that one. Yeah, you're not out there doing it because it's invasive. You're out there doing it because you like blowing shit up and filming it. Like, when you're doing slow-mo replays, that ain't for fucking the betterment of anything but your own boner.
Betterment of boners.
Yes.
Sometimes it's the gore.
Sometimes
it's just the gore for some people.
Yeah.
I don't have any weird proclivities. Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
And that's, we've talked about weirdos and how the internet has made them spread. Because it used to
and
be.
And prevalent.
Yeah. It used to be like, if somebody had some weird shit that they needed to do, they just kept it to themselves and eventually found a book depository to climb. But now it's like they've grouped up and they've tried to make that shit normal. And they have conventions and parades and shit now. Yep. And it's not cool.
No.
Like-mindedness.
It used to be, you know, if you fucked feet, you just, maybe you got lucky and you found a girl that was her thing too. She liked it when people fucked her feet.
And it's cool that you can now go somewhere and, but find some, you know, like if you're somebody who wants to fuck feet, you can very easily go find people who like to have their feet fucked. But again, it's the double-edged sword of it is when you open that, you open that door, that also means that the people who want to do deviant shit that
it's about pronouns now, Joe,
that they shouldn't do, it's just as easy for them to find their shit. It's a good and bad situation,
right? But then also,
it's not a good situation though. Like,
where's the line? See, our line is definitely like, okay, XYZ. These are like heinous, awful things. Foot fetish stuff kind of falls somewhere beneath. Like,
it's harmless, sure. Right,
yeah,
but like, so, it
should be pedophile.
Let's take furries for example. Furries don't hurt anybody. It's weird as fuck. I genuinely don't understand it at all.
Never understood.
But furries. They don't hurt anybody, right? So let's use furries as an example.
Okay.
In the past, prior to these things existing,
I here's my thing. As I think, just as bear with me.
Yeah.
I think one guy was into furries. He's a good looking guy. And he just slowly turned like a crowd of people, and it's just like there's been this slow.
And now it's a thing.
Yeah.
It started with one guy
in the past.
One guy really wanted to fuck Pikachu.
In the past, you had to, if you were somebody who for one even had the awareness to know that you were into that kind of thing, because that's a big thing is people suddenly discovering that they're into things that they didn't realize that they were into.
Like, what are they watching? Like National Planet, and they're like, their eyes kind of like.
They really, really liked getting pictures taken with the characters at Disneyland. The hugs lingered a little bit too long. Yeah, those kind of things.
I know that guy.
So say that you're, you know, it's pre-internet, pre-Craigslist, pre-private groups on Facebook where you can find like-minded weirdos. Say it's the 80s and you're a furry lover. Imagine how many times you had to roll the dice.
Wait. What is a furry lover?
Well,
the dude that wants to fuck those people, he wants to fuck this high school mascot, basically.
They wear the wolf heads and
they wear like mascot costumes and like they dress up like animals.
And then fuck each other. Don't, dude. You're gonna end up on a list now.
Okay. Well, I mean, I get it now. I understand. I've never heard that
before. Oh, okay. So, okay. Yeah, no, it's a real thing.
All right, we're yelling at Ward because he's getting himself on lists.
Yeah, Ward's getting him put on lists right here. Yeah, so this picture that you see right here, Joe, this is three people at a furry convention. They wear these costumes and then fuck each other in them. That's their whole thing. So imagine.
That's wrong?
No, I'm not saying.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. What I'm saying is, and this is why I'm saying that having the ability to find like-minded people that share your weird kinks is both a good and a bad thing, because if you have a bad kink, you can spread it around. But if you have a harmless kink
So going back to like the 80s, that's probably the horror rock Rocky Picture Show.
There. Yeah, yeah, okay. So
that's what they had.
So you have say you have something like that. Imagine, if you will, if you're somebody, say that that was your sexual hang up. Say that's what you liked. Imagine how many times you would have to roll the dice and how much of a level of comfort you would have to establish with your partner prior to being like, okay, so I want to try something different tonight.
Put on this penguin costume.
Yeah, exactly. Because she's like, oh, yeah, you know, I've never done that before. Yeah, you've definitely never done this before because I'm going to dress up like Pikachu and rail you. Imagine how many times
it's got to be a crazy amount. Like, you have to be super comfortable because I've been married almost 18 years and there's still things that I'm
dude.
Like,
yes, yes. And so imagine the amount of comfort. So imagine how difficult it would have been.
Ward needs to take a trip to fucking Mount.
Imagine how difficult it would have been to be somebody with that kind of a hang up or an orientation prior to being able to easily access other people who had your hang up.
Yeah.
How frequently do you think that a furry in the 80s found a fellow furry?
Right.
You have to fall into the baseball organic game. Social right. circle of it. This is
basketball
these
games.
Things existed yeah. pre-Facebook right. where you it just, was you had to wind right. up inadvertently meeting somebody who knew somebody that was like, hey, you want to come to a sex party? We're going to a sex
party.
Hey,
this is like, this is great. You're gonna think I'm crazy, but what if we dressed up like theme park animals and fucked?
Exactly. You had to be real interested in getting into that mascot costume while you were in high school,
but
one of them cheerleaders had to just be like, "Hey, I really like you in that mascot costume."
On the flip
there's
side,
there's another
of that,
one in the closet. Let's go.
On the flip side of that, you have the ready availability of those kind of things for, as I said, for kinks and other things that are deviant now. Everybody who wants to look at pictures of naked kids, it's really, really easy for them to connect with each other. And that is a bad thing.
Yeah.
So it's much like everything. It's a win, some lose.
And that's a bad general consensus too.
But, yeah.
But there's that group of people, that subset of people that think that that's not so bad.
I mean, Uncle Ben said it right to Peter Parker that with power comes great responsibility.
Yep.
With this technology we have into it, it also divides us easily between the bad and the good too.
And like I said last show, we're in the adolescence of
right. I was just about to ask
this technology. Yep. We're kind of in the growing pain stage.
It's growing so much so fast.
Yeah.
So fast.
And so some really horrible shit is happening.
Do you think
Card died so soon?
That sucks, dude.
Yeah, it does.
But can we close the picture of the furries, please?
Oh, is it? Oh.
It's still up there.
Well, it's not on the main screen.
No, I know, but I'm staring at it. They're looking at me.
Here, you want to look at Corin Nemec?
Not really.
Well, you try it. So.
Hey, I learned many, many years ago, unless you're hurting somebody and they like doing what you're doing with them, I don't kink shame anybody, man. If you want to do weird shit and everybody's consensual, then I'm not going to say I understand it, but go for it, man. If you're not hurting somebody, everybody's having fun, then have fun.
Oh, no, I'll kink shame you. I'm not going to tell you it needs to be illegal.
Can I have one of yours?
Yeah.
I think you're a fucking douchebag.
I think some of it's weird. But
you do you.
I don't.
As long as you shut up about it and keep it in your bedroom, do your thing. It's none of my business.
As long as you're not hurting anybody in the bedroom, what you do in there is none of my business.
But if you're going to talk about it, then I'm going to make you feel bad about it. Because shame is real, and there's a reason we feel it.
There's a lack of shame in this society.
Nobody's supposed to feel bad about what they do anymore. Because feeling bad is not something that anybody wants to do.
Bring back the pillory. There's another fucking campaign slogan. Bring back the pillory.
No, that's a bad campaign slogan. Nobody will know what you mean. Not enough people. The average American person is not, especially you're on the ballot in Idaho. Sorry, Idaho. The average Idahoan
doesn't know what a pillory is.
Doesn't know what the fuck a pillory is.
Hillary? Hillary Clinton?
Fuck that bitch. Fuck that Democrat bitch. They misspelled their sign.
They can't even fucking spell.
That's, yeah. That,
drown them in the fucking snack river.
What's sad is you would seriously have people who thought that. Yeah. There's
Pillory. They calling her Pillory because she's into pills. She takes them pills before she sacrifices them kids to her devil. That fucking devil woman.
So.
All right, peeps. Didn't I tell you this was the best one? They fucking nailed it as usual. In case you weren't listening at the beginning, make sure you head over to timespentpoorly.com and click things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, subscribe on YouTube and get notified the next time we're live. Maybe you appreciate what we give you and you want to support us? Great! Head over to patreon.com/timespentpoorly and check out how you can do just that. Thanks again for wasting your time with us this week. Now go make better use of it! Until next time. Time Spent.